8. Environmental dimension. In terms of the environmental dimension, the principle of common but differentiated responsibilities (CBDR) clearly addresses a major responsibility to those countries that have had unsustainable patterns of consumption and production, as well as an excessive reliance on fossil fuel and nuclear sources of energy, placing the rest of humanity in an ongoing hazard. For developed countries whose economic prosperity relied on industrialization for many years, their historic responsibility is now weighing in them to lead the path towards a clean, sustainable development. This means that developed countries are now at the center of global scrutiny, and that is something that these countries do not like. The financial agenda behind climate change, mostly in the Green Climate Fund arena, has also been an important battlefield due to the unfulfilled financial flows commitments on behalf of developed countries. Evidently, the countries that suffer most of the impacts of climate Page 13. Change are the most progressive in their positions. This is the case of the small islands and developing countries SIDS, the least developed countries LDCs, CELAC Community of Latin American and the Caribbean States, and AILAC Independent Association of Latin America and the Caribbean, as well as the overall position of the G77. However, it is also evident that a dispute between emerging economies and developed countries is in place. Countries like those belonging to the BRIC, Brazil, Russia, India, and China, among others, are reluctant to contribute in the same scale as developed countries. The principle of right to development has been proposed to address this problem, but voices from civil society, especially from environmental organizations, warn that it is not enough to obtain commitments from developed countries, and emerging economies need to commit to a shift toward a sustainable consumption and production pattern. The United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, UNFCCC, is the main platform to discuss climate change, and at the 2015 Paris Climate Conference COP21 it was expected that a climate agreement made out of voluntary pledges fulfilled the need to remain below 2 degrees of global warming. An agreement was indeed made in December 2015 with the hope to remain under 1.5 degrees of global warming. But the terms in which this was agreed leave room to wonder whether the aspirations will be met or not. To the eyes of a large community within civil society, the Paris Agreement is not ambitious enough to pursue the radical change that is needed in the current economic model. The relation to the 2030 agenda is clear. There are indeed many goals related to the environmental dimension. Goal 13 specifically refers to climate change, and it remains to be seen how countries will implement their commitments in both platforms. Given that the climate change and the sustainable development agendas promote a shift in the consumption and production patterns, many economic interests are challenged by these aims. Due to this, it is expected that the implementation phase meets many obstacles by those forces that refuse to change because they don't want to lose traditional sources of profit, such as extractive and automotive industries and fossil fuel economies, among others.